Welcome to Victorious Parenting. I'm your host, Arabella Hill. Now's the time to transform your home life and make parenting a breeze by learning and applying new strategies. Let's get into it. Today, we're talking about pillar number 3 of the 5 pillars of emotional intelligence. If you've missed the other episodes, go back and have a look at them, because I talk about pillar number 1, which is self-awareness, and pillar number 2, emotional regulation. If you're unsure of what emotional intelligence is, emotional intelligence, scientists have discovered, is a bigger predictor of future successful life outcomes than just average IQ. At its core, emotional intelligence is relational. It's about having a good relationship with your own self, with your emotions, knowing how to regulate yourself, motivate yourself, have empathy for others, as well as building relationships with others in your family and externally. It's no wonder then that big companies are starting to measure emotional intelligence in their would-be employees to see if they would be a good fit for their organization. IQ and experience is not enough. You must be emotionally intelligent. And that's why I'm teaching parents how to build emotional intelligence within their children from a young age. So when they grow up to become adults, they already have the emotional tools ready to succeed out there in the world. So pillar number 3, self-motivation. According to the latest scientific research, self-motivation is driven internally, not externally. You might often say, well, my child just isn't motivated. How can I get my child to become motivated? Well, if you learn how to build emotional intelligence within your children and build self-motivation that is driven internally, you will never have to try to externally motivate them again. Because real motivation comes from inside of yourself. That is derived from a passion for the activity or understanding its purpose and a desire for the outcome. You might have a look at this piece of content that I've put out today or anything else that I've put out and think, yeah, but what's in it for me? What can I get out of it? Well, that's motivation. When you see a title on a video or a podcast or on an advertisement for a course or a book, it's always speaking to your desire, solving some problem, and that desire is driven internally, and your children are no different. They want to know what's in it for them. And so if you learn to instill that internally within them, help them understand the activity, its purpose, and the desire for them personally, they will start to become more internally motivated. Of course, this is just a preview, and I go in depth more into this in my course, Unshakable for Confidence for Kids, where I help parents drive internal motivation just like this and the other 5 pillars of emotional intelligence and build them within their kids and in themselves too. So let's talk about a little bit more about self-motivation. For example, although a child might not have a passion for math, if she knows that completing first grade math is the only way to get to second grade, and she really wants to get to second grade, she will work hard to accomplish that. For example, a child is learning to ride a bike. They just found out that their best friend knows how to ride a bike. They don't. Their best friend is out every day saying, hey, come ride with me. Now, all of a sudden, your child wants to learn how to ride a bike. But wait, you've been trying to teach your child how to ride a bike for a very long time, and they just weren't interested. They were throwing tantrums, and it was just a whole process was just a mess, and it was really draining and difficult. But now, Becky next door is riding a bike, and all of a sudden, your child wants to ride a bike too. Why did she suddenly become motivated to do it? is because she wants to do it from an internal mechanism. She wants to hang out with Becky. It's the outcome of riding a bike with her friend and having fun. So she has this internal self-motivation to want to do it. Now, imagine that you could instill this within your children, even without the neighborhood kid motivating them or their peers or anything like that. You can do that. You can learn to drive motivation within them internally so that the desire for the outcome becomes stronger than the actual boredom, perhaps, of the task itself. To learn more how to build unshakable confidence for your kids by instilling these five pillars of emotional intelligence within them and in yourself, look me up on Facebook, Victorious Parenting. I also have all of this information on my website, victoriousparenting.com. If you would like access to more parenting resources and a big supportive community, I'd like to invite you to our Facebook group, Victorious Parenting. I give regular content every single day, and we have a unit section where you can find all the best content. There are some short form and long form content in there, like the Grey Rock Method and how to deal with sibling rivalry. And as well, you'll get to be a part of a great big community of parents who are becoming victorious just like you. We'd love to have you join us in Victorious Parenting.
Discover the seven biggest mistakes parents make that can lower their child's self-esteem forever. Promoting selfesteem.com.